My name is Tony Pearl. At the time, I'm 50 years old. I'll be 51 here soon. And I live in the super expensive Northern Virginia area, right outside of Washington, D.C., with my lovely fiance, Carmen. She's from Bolivia, South America. And my two sons, Vincent and Anthony. My son Vincent is 21. He's about to go into the Air Force. My son Anthony is getting ready to turn 20. I first got started in real estate in 1997 when I did my first deal, which was, at the time, a lease option that then converted to 100% owner financing after living in the house for a year. And I actually rented out rooms to University of Maryland students right around the corner and got paid to live in my own house. At the time, I was working full-time as a professional ballroom and Latin dance instructor and competitor. I was one of the top teachers in the D.C. area and truly loved my profession. Before that, I worked my way through college doing various jobs, mostly in the restaurant business. I went to Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio, then to University of Maryland in College Park, Maryland. After college, I had all kinds of jobs and even had a few businesses of my own, but I was never satisfied working for someone else, especially working as a banker for corporate America. In 1992, at the tender age of 23, I got married to my first wife. It was a horrible experience, but the one nice thing that came out of that marriage was the fact that she introduced me to dancing. She was a really good dancer. We used to go to Latin clubs a lot. I loved the Latin music and dance scene, but at the time I didn't know so much how to dance. I knew I had rhythm and could move. I just didn't know how to lead and do all the fancy stuff that I saw all these people doing at the club. So as a last-ditch effort to save that marriage, I went to a dance studio by myself to learn the right way to dance so that I could surprise her. The first lesson went so well that they offered me a job right there on the spot. I'll spare you the details, but just say that the marriage didn't work out, but the dancing did, big time. Turned out to be the best job I ever had. It taught me many valuable life skills that I truly cherish. Other than the dancing, it taught me how to teach in some very powerful ways, which allowed me to help literally thousands of people. And I've been able to take those dance teaching skills and parlay them into real estate teaching people and mentoring people in that regard. But here's the thing, no matter how much you love something, there's always a possibility of getting burned out, which is exactly what happened to me. By the way, that was the last job I ever worked. I left out of that studio, retired out of there in November 1999. I left that studio with one infant son and one on the way, so I'm sure you can imagine I was a little bit nervous. I knew I had the skills to be successful, I just needed to get out there and hustle. So that's what I did. I started my own dance studio and started taking on my own clients. Because of this, I quickly doubled and then tripled my income. Things were going great, but in 2001, I was working so much and just didn't have the time I wanted to be spending with my kids. Plus, I started thinking about real estate again and how I needed to get back to it. So in 2001, I went to a few of those real estate seminars throughout the country, taught by another system. After going to about four of those, I was more confused than when I started. They kept saying, make offers, but they never really taught you how to make those offers. And I was also attending a lot of the local RIA meetings in Baltimore and Bethesda, Maryland. And at the Baltimore RIA, I met a guy who wound up being a good friend of mine and still is to this day. He also really helped me get my first deals because he was a tired landlord who just wanted out. He had four houses in Baltimore and just wanted to give them to me and walk away. He said, Tony, I like you. I just want to do business with you. Take these houses. I'll do whatever it takes. These wound up being short sale deals, so I quickly had to figure out how to do those because I didn't have a clue at the time. I wound up buying two houses from him and doing my first couple short sale deals, the first of which made me $35,000. This was my real foot in the door because I also made friends with one of the bank's loss mitigation representatives. When I bought that first house and came through with the funds, I told her that I'm interested in buying more houses like this if she has them, and she sure did. So I really had to figure out the short sale business really quickly because that wound up being my big break there. At the time, I also bought another house closer to me where I lived in University Park, Maryland. And when I bought it, I did it in my own name by qualifying for a loan. So obviously, this was before I met Ron. That house wound up being my big seminar house, which everyone has to have at some point, right? Now, at many of these RIA meetings, I kept hearing this name repeated, Ron LeGrand, Ron LeGrand. A friend of mine loaned me some of his materials, and I was blown away by the content of these tapes and CDs. This was back in the day, so tapes were still around. So I listened to these CDs and tapes between lessons and while driving around town to and from teaching my students in classes. So I looked him up and found out he was teaching the Pretty House Bootcamp in Asheville, North Carolina in January 2002 and registered for that event. I was really glad I did because he taught exactly how to make offers before lunch on that first day. Right there, I told myself, this is the guy. I promised myself that someday I'd figure out a way to work with him. And after finishing that event, I went back 2 weeks later to his Ugly House event. And he's now combined both of those into be the Quick Start Bootcamp. At these events, I made friends with some people who I'm still friends with, including a student of Ron's turned teacher. His name is Jeff Collar. He taught the pre-foreclosure short sale business. And because I had so many short sale deals coming across my desk, I recognized that I really needed help in learning that part of the business. So I went to his event in Orlando in February 2002, where I learned some more valuable things for what was needed. Then I went to Ron's big $5,000 multiple offer strategy bootcamp in Houston. He doesn't even teach that anymore. You ever know those moments in life where things just snap into place and you just get it? Yes. Well, that's exactly what happened to me at that event many times. When I got home from that event, I really hit the ground sprinting, not running, sprinting. And over the course of the next few months of 2002, I went from professional dance instructor and wannabe real estate investor to a real estate millionaire. And I made it happen because I was hungry. And also, I was sick and tired of living the life I was living. I just wanted more for myself, my family, especially my kids, and I went for it. Unfortunately, I had to do all this great and fun stuff without the support of my wife at the time because she really had no interest in this real estate stuff whatsoever. We wound up separating from her later that year, which was fine because she was actually a little unstable. That's an understatement, by the way. A little unstable, yeah. However, I was pretty happy that I was in a great position so that I could provide for her and my sons, who I pretty much wound up raising on my own. She wound up moving to Atlanta in 2007, said she wanted to take the kids with her, but I was like, hell no. So they wound up staying with me, and I just pretty much raised them on my own. The good thing is that she and I are friends to this day, and we get along just fine because she's so far away. So in 2008, after doing a bunch of deals, the market crashed, and I wound up retiring again. I actually didn't do any real estate deals for the next 3 or 4 years. I took a break, and during that time, I spent time just raising my kids, traveling with them, coaching them in their sports, football, basketball, soccer. We won some championships and actually wound up coaching them in all their sports all throughout high school. And the great thing is I was still financially free during this recession and depression because I still had my rental income and other streams of revenue, which paid all my bills and then some. But I got bored pretty quickly from not having much work to do, so I got back to my techie roots and started doing a few other things, including website design, internet marketing, as well as writing and copywriting, coaching, mentoring, and even taught myself how to play the guitar. Around 2011, 2012, I started plugging back into Ron's events again. You see, every year he comes to the D.C. area to teach his Quick Start event, so I kept attending it. Ron and his staff welcomed me back with open arms because I was one of his many success stories and have written him some really good testimonials. So I slowly started doing deals again, and when Ron came back to town in August 2015, we sat down and he picked me to be one of his mentors. After being thoroughly vetted by Ron and doing what needed to be done, I officially started working as a mentor in January 2016 and have been going strong ever since. Been working my way up and now I'm one of his top mentors and absolutely love what I do. I really love working with my students, helping them to do better in their lives, gain valuable new skills, negotiate deals, overcome limiting beliefs, set up marketing, and close those deals so that they put cash in their pockets. Some of the areas in which I excel in and can therefore help you out include communication, negotiation, and sales, as well as just how to talk to people so you have the highest skills and therefore the greatest chances of doing business in an easy and fun way. The types of deals I've done include wholesaling, rehabbing, subject to, lease options, owner financing, wraparound mortgages, short sales, simultaneous closes, and options. I've also been a private lender and hard money lender and provided transactional funding for deals. I'm a trust expert, both for land trusts as well as personal property trusts. I've even run a REIA, the DC Metro REIA, for a few years before dissolving it when I moved from Maryland to Virginia. So rest assured, you're in good hands with me, okay? And to date, I've done almost 200 deals of my own and many more by coaching people throughout the occasionally complicated process of real estate investing. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.